Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 21, 1806. Traffic on the river. The captains and the remaining crew are all moving down the Missouri toward St. Louis. Charbonneau and his family have been dropped off at the Minnetaree village, and Coulter has signed on with trappers heading back up the Yellowstone River. Captain Clark writes about meeting travelers on the river.
Mosquitoes very troublesome in the early part of last night and again this morning. I directed Sergeant Ordway to proceed on to where there was some ash and get enough for two oars which were wanting. Men all put their arms in perfect order, and we set out at 5 a.m., overtook Sergeant Ordway with wood for oars. At 8 a.m. met three Frenchmen coming up. They proved to be three men from the Arickaras, two of them Rivia and Grenea, wintered with us at the Mandans in 1804. Those men informed us that they were on their way to the Mandans and intended to go down to the Illinois this fall. One of them, quite a young lad, requested a passage down to the Illinois. We consented, and he got into a canoe to an oar. Those men informed us that 700 Sioux had passed the Arickaras on their way to war with the Mandans and Minnetaras, and that their encampment, where the squaws and children were, was some place near the big bend of this river below. They informed that Pania, an Arickara chief who went to the United States last spring, was a year, died on his return at some place near the Sioux River. Those men had neither powder nor lead. We gave them a horn of powder and some balls, and after a delay of an hour, we parted from the two men and proceeded on. Captain William Clark, August 21, 1806.
This chief, it turns out, died while still in Washington. Suspicions about the cause of his death would lead to hostilities between the Arickaras and the U.S., making the return of the Mandan chief Shaheke from Washington, D.C. to his village difficult and dangerous. The corps arrived at the Arickara village and met most of the people there, including some Cheyenne Indians. Captain Clark scolded the Arickaras, as he had other tribes, for not listening to his instructions in 1804. He again directed them to be at peace with the other nations. The sun being very hot, the Cheyenne chief invited Clark and the party to his lodge. Once there, Shaheke gave a speech explaining the cause of the misunderstandings between the Mandans and the Arickaras. On the one hand, some of the trouble was blamed on a small group of ill-behaved young men from the tribe. On the other hand, it seems it was generally agreed upon that the Sioux were to blame for most of the trouble between the two tribes. By the end of the exchange, all was apparently mended and in perfect harmony. At this same meeting, Clark attempted to present the Cheyenne chief with a medal. The chief refused it, saying it carried bad medicine. Later in the evening, Clark again presented the chief with the medal, and this time he accepted it. According to Moulton's notes, many of the Hidatsa and Mandan Indians were not fond of these medals either. They preferred to pass them, and the bad medicine they feared they carried, on to their enemies. Tomorrow, Lewis recovering.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.